Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're going to the moon via Italy. How are we doing that, Bob?
This is part of capitalism in space. Since in the last 3 years, the European Space Agency and the members thereof in Europe, the nations, have been shifting away from using government-run operations to do things, but they instead awarding contracts to private companies to accomplish the same task for less money and faster. So the Italian Space Agency has now awarded a contract to an Italian/UK company called Blue Sky Space. And this is a contract to design a constellation of radio telescopes. These are radio telescopes on satellites, a constellation of them that would orbit the moon and be designed to do radio observations of the very earliest radio emissions from the Big Bang. What's interesting about this is that even though the satellites would be orbiting the moon, the radio observations would probably be taking place when the satellites are on the far side behind the moon, so that that blocks out all the radio emissions coming from Earth. It's a clean environment, quiet. So your radio observations, you can observe very faint radio signals. And so that's the concept. And the Italian Space Agency has hired a private Italian company to build, or at least design, these satellites. Now, whether they'll actually fly, of course, that's another story entirely. But it does indicate once again the shift in Italy, especially to hiring private companies. One of the, you know, Italy is very interesting because one of the rocket companies, the rockets that used to be flown by Ariane Space, the government commercial arm, is now controlled by Avio, the company that builds the rocket. And so they have a rocket company that sells rockets to satellite companies. So they're now trying to get satellite industry going in the country as well.
Bob, are there other plans to put up a constellation around the moon for communication?
Yes, there is absolutely plans to do so. Both China and the United States have sent satellites in orbit around the moon for the purpose either of relay communications, that's China, or testing the technology right for future missions. It's absolutely the case, and so it's going to be very interesting having these many constellations around the moon.
All right, we're leaving the solar system well away from the solar system. What are we looking at here, Bob?
Yeah, this is another Webb infrared image that's quite cool. I have this on Behind the Black. It's a ringed planetary nebula. This is the kind of gas, fascinatingly beautiful gas cloud formations that form around stars that are dying. They have explosions. They give off gas. It forms rings and butterfly shapes and bipolar jets. So this is a very high resolution Webb infrared image, false color image of the two rings that surround this binary system of a dying star. It's about 1,500 light years. It's quite beautiful. It's very strange. The higher resolution of Webb allows them to untangle the geometry here a little bit better, and the content of the gas clouds themselves. But it's all just beautiful to look at.
Another image on Mars. It doesn't look like anything else. Bob, what is Mars? A big experiment for somebody?
God. God's playing games. He's experimenting. What could happen? Yeah, I have on Behind the Black. I posted this last week, so it's a bit back on the page, but this is what I call a what the heck image. When I first saw this, this came from Mars Reconnaissance Rover. I said, what the heck is that? And I have no, really, it's very hard to tell what it is. My analogy is it's a discarded Vincent van Gogh painting. He threw it out because he couldn't figure out what it was. I think this is volcanic,
yeah,
but that's a hard thing to predict.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?